electricity back on again, so I start my tape. All of a sudden, the lights went out. The old saying around here, kilowatts are happiness, are truer than any other statement we've got around here. We've been real lucky with the electrical power. We've got some units lucky if they get one night out of five with any electricity. We have electricity most every night. Right now, one of the big problems is trying to plan for what's going to go on here in the next couple of months. We're losing a tremendous amount of people. Particularly in the month of February, we lose 14 officers in troop. Just about going to necessitate a complete turnaround of personnel within the troop. Don't want to get your hopes too high, because if you haven't heard anything, I won't be yet tapped for an extension. I'm expecting any day for the colonel to call me in here and say that we're losing so many officers in February that it's going to be almost necessary for me to extend for 1 month to carry the continuity of the troop through. But if I'm not asked, I'm not gonna. I'm sure that they'll work out just fine the way things are. Fish are going home about the 10th of December. This is going to necessitate Captain Vincent, who I understand is going to make major on about the 2nd or 3rd of November, moving up to executive officer about the 1st of December. Bill Wiley being the next senior man, move up to operations officer. I'm sure this will be a work out real fine. I've always been real pleased with the way Bill's worked. He and I, having lived together, understand each other probably better than most of the officers in the troop. He'd do me a real fine job. Of course, there's always a possibility of sneaking more senior officer into the troop than Bill, because his seniority, which isn't really a hell of a lot, I'd like to see him get the opportunity. I think he could do one hell of a fine job, at least to give him about a month and a half as operations officer, which going to an air cav squadron after here would really be real fine for him. Another one of my big problems here is efficiency reports. With 41 officers in the troop, warrant officers, I've got to either write or endorse every single one of their efficiency reports. And with the number of officers we've got, just based on 52 weeks in a year, it's damn near every week and a half one of the officers goes. Every time an officer goes, he generates all, he's just Peter Pilot, all he generates is his own efficiency report. But if he's one of our more senior people, he'll generate 5, 6, 10, 15 efficiency reports, which I'd be required to endorse each one of them. I've always felt real strongly about ensuring that I do as good a job on the efficiency reports of my men as I would expect to be done on mine. You've got more officers, and you can spread the jobs around a little thinner, but all this does is require you to do greater amount of supervision. By no means, just on the efficiency reports, it's not an easy job. Finally, our availability of the aircraft has sprung back up real fine. Matter of fact, we're at the point now where I've got more airplanes than I've got pilots to fly them. In fact, a couple of months ago, the division's availability and maintenance program was so poor that they sent in some float airplanes to the direct support maintenance facilities to be used by the units when they had airplanes in maintenance. No one else wanted the floats, and I said I'd take them, so I actually have 28 airplanes now, and the floats are running better than my own airplanes, so instead of 26 airplanes, I've got 28. Of course, I've only got the people to support 26, so this places me in somewhat of a bind. But at least it gives me plenty of airplanes to fly to do our mission. I think I've told you before, it's amazing how the officer situation has changed here. There were 13 majors in troop here at one time, and now we're down to 2 majors. Probably we'll hit 3 for about a month and then back down to 2. Plus, there was all kinds of senior captains. All I've got for captains now in the troop is Captain Johnson, who leaves in about 3 weeks, Captain Wiley, Captain Vincent, who's about to make major, and Captain Stevenson. That's all, and one other Captain Stone. And that's all I've got. It's a hell of a big change. Of the people in the troop who have ever flown operationally in the Army before they came here, there's only 4 of us. Captain Wiley, Captain Vincent, Major Fisher, and myself. And of those who have flown helicopters, all there is Captain Wiley and myself. So as you can see, the prior experience level is pretty slim. These young lieutenants and young warrant officers that we're getting out of the Warrant Officer Candidate School are doing an outstanding job. Had grave reservations as to what type of material and potential we get. What they lack in experience, they more than make up for in aggressiveness and desire to do a good job. It doesn't take you long when you figure you've got them to work 24 hours a day for you to develop some real fine leaders. We've sure got them among our young lieutenants and warrant officers. Only have had since I've been here one warrant officer that hasn't lived up to every single thing we've asked for, and we've always asked for a superlative job from everybody, and he's just done an average job, and he's the only one of the whole group, and he left about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Of the lieutenants, they're all doing a real fine job. I've got a few that are lack a certain degree of maturity, they need a great deal of counsel, but you can't blame motivation on any one of their part. Every one of them is motivated to go out and do a good job. You don't find any of this moaning and groaning because you've got a job for them to do. You don't find any hold back in this. The amount of bitching and griping that goes on is at a bare minimum. And it really gives you a sense of satisfaction to work with people that are this good. And our enlisted men are some of the finest I've seen anywhere. Surprisingly enough, this unit has gotten tremendous amount of extensions out of our enlisted people. Many more people have extended than I would imagine, and I'm sure you would imagine. Particularly in enlisted men and a flight crew that are out sticking their neck out every day.